This Chazar Zeich Nesh Mecha Chesel Shalagam Rav Yehuda Ben Sechad Chagiga Daf Chaf Aleph. Frag the Gemara, why is it that for Kodesh we don't allow one Kli to be toiled while it's in another Kli? Obviously for Truma we do, but for Kodesh we don't, the Mishnah says. Why is that? So Rabbi Ela said, because we're concerned that the weight of the inside Kli against the outside Kli will act as a Chatzitza and will prevent a proper Tefillah. Frag the Gemara, the Mishnah said that when toiveling clothing for Kodesh, you have to first untie, then dry, then toivel. Whereas for Truma, it may be toiveled while tied. The reason for that is that of concern for Chatzitza. Now, so if this later part of the Mishnah teaches that there's a greater concern for Chatzitza when it comes to Kodesh, why do we need the earlier part of the Mishnah to teach the same thing? If it's all about Chatzitza, like Arela is saying, then why do we need two parts of the Mishnah to say the same thing? Gemara says both these parts of the Mishnah attack are discussing concerns for Chatzitza, but both are needed. Because if we would just say the first case, we would think that it's only concern for Chatzitza in that case, because the weight of the keli, it makes a chatzitza, there's a real problem. But there's no concern in the later case, because the tie doesn't really make a chatzitza. However, if we only say the later case, we would say it's only over there, it's a problem, because knots become tight, especially in water, and cause chatzitza. But when one keli is in another one, adarabah, the water makes it lifts up the inside keli over the outer keli, or from the outer keli. And that's why you would think maybe there's no concern. The Mishnah therefore has to teach it. In both of these cases, chatzitza is a concern when it comes to kodesh, although not for truma. And the Gemara says Rav Eila is consistent with what he says elsewhere, because we find that Rav Eila, in the name of Rav Chinin Rav Papa, said that the Mishnah lists 10 stringencies of Kodesh over Truma. He says that the first stringencies apply to Kodesh and to Chulin that were prepared with Taharas HaKodesh. The last five only apply to actual Kodesh. The reason for this difference is that the first five are based on the Deraisa Deka concern of Tumah, whereas the last five are based only really on the Rabbanon. Now, from the fact that he counts them as 10, when in fact in our Mishnah we have 11, means that he's counting two of them as really one. What are they? Both of the two things that are both based on Chatzitza, he's counting as one. That's why he says only 10 and not 11. So you see that Itaka says that the beginning of the Mishnah, the concern for the Keli B'toich Keli, of toiveling a Keli B'toich Keli, is also a Chatzitza concern. Rava argued on Reila and said that since the later part of the Mishnah is referring to is a chatzitza concern, the first part of the Mishnah can't be based on a chatzitza concern. Rather, he said that the reason a keli may not be toiveled for kodesh while in another keli, meaning a toivet keli can't be toiveled, it can't be for purposes of kodesh, because it's a gzera that one may come to toivel a needle in a keli whose opening is smaller than the outer circumference of the tube used as the opening to a leather bottle, in which case the water going into the bottle is not considered to be part of the mikveh, and this needle therefore would not consider it to be toiveled, which is the amount of space you need for two fingers to be able to comfortably spin around in it. So if it's less than that, it's not considered to be connected to the mikveh, and therefore the water that goes in would not be considered part of the mikveh, and therefore it's not being toiveled in a mikveh of 40 so, whether the needle or whatever it is that you put inside. A Mishnah teaches that the size of this of the size needed for the hole between a pasul mikveh and a kosher mikveh to do ashaka is this amount, and thereby would make the pasul mikveh valid through ashaka as well. Now, Rav is consistent with the statement of Rav Nachman and Rav Bravua, who said that the Mishnah lists 11 stringencies of Kodesh over Truma. The first six apply to Kodesh and to Chulin that are prepared with Taharas HaKodesh, and the last five only apply to Kodesh. The fact that he counts them as 11 means that he holds that each stringency is based on a different reason, and you don't have two that are based on Chatzitza. The practical difference between Rav and Rav Eila would be whether one can be toivel a keli in a basket. The concern for chatzitza still exists. It still weighs down in the basket. But the concern that it may lead one to toivel small kelim in a keli with a very narrow opening doesn't exist, because it's a basket. It's a big open top. In fact, we find that Rav clearly allows one to be toivel kelim in a basket, even for kaddishim. The Gemara says that the only time that this narrow opening of a bottle prevents the inside keli from becoming tohar is if the outside keli is not in need of a tefillah also. However, if the outside keli is also tameh, since the water going through the narrow opening helps for the inside of that outer tameh keli to make a tohar, it also helps for the keli inside to make a tohar as well. Gemara says we find that the machlokes between the Rav and Rav Eila is actually machlokes tanam in a brisa, because the brisa brings machlokes where the Tanakama says that a basket may be used for tovel and kelim even for kodesh, which is like Rav says, and Abishol says that it may only be used for truma, not for kodesh, which would be like Rav Eila says.